Zoe, you'll never guess what happened. I have some major tea to spill.
Wait, hold on. Should we put this on the pod?
You literally read my mind.
All right, Taylor, I'm gonna grab the mic. You better kiss and tell.
Duh, what's the fun of being all secretive anyways? All right, let's get into it.
We're live. Give them a check-in with what's going on with you.
Hey guys, so last episode, I gave you the deep dive that I was starting my cleanse. Well, today we're fully in it. It's now hour 12. I've basically been drinking this enzyme kit since 9 a.m. on the hour, every hour. And then every 30 minutes, I have to drink a cup of lukewarm water. So I've had a lot of liquids in my body. And let me just paint a small picture. This enzyme mixture turns into a sludge if you don't drink it fast enough. And it doesn't necessarily have a bad taste, but by the end of it, I was nearly vomitorium because I just couldn't do it anymore.
I heard you gagging.
Yeah. I was just like, I can't. It hit a point where I was like, nope. It was mind over matter. And I was like, Taylor, just pretend it's applesauce and fucking chug.
Ew, that was the consistency?
If you didn't drink it quick enough, it turned into sludge probably like 10 seconds later. So you either have to chug the cup in 10 seconds, which I really couldn't because the taste. It was a little bit sweet. It wasn't horrible, but just picture a bunch of different fruits and herbs and vegetables, but fermented. So it almost has that like a little bit of like tang. Sweetness tang to it. And I didn't,
I didn't like it.
After like the fifth hour, I was like, no. So there's movements. I can hear them in my belly. And yeah, tomorrow should be fun. So.
Well, my boobs hurt. My boobs feel like they've grown 10 sizes, like they're fucking melons, and I've got my striped sweater tucked in underneath them.
Yes, she does.
So.
You guys, we've been TikToking all day.
These girls that do this professionally, it is no joke.
No, it's hard.
It is hard. Like, the lip syncing is hard.
We probably took 10 takes.
At least.
Maybe 20. And we finally, we did the best one that we could.
We're not pros at all.
No, but maybe if we do this enough, we will be.
Honestly, follow us on TikTok.
Please.
At I Only Kiss and Tell.
You'll see the same shit on Instagram.
Shameless plug.
Follow us. So.
I did myself a service and a disservice the last 2 hours.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. I watched a period piece.
Your favorite?
I'm obsessed with period pieces. Let me tell you what the name of it was.
You guys, let me just paint a scene. I'm here laying horizontal in my bed with a heating pad on my stomach, and Zoe's in the living room watching this period piece, moaning and groaning, yelling, and just having the time of her life out there.
It was so sexy.
What was it called?
It was called Lady Chatterley's Lover.
Oh.
Let me paint a picture.
Smexy.
The year is 1880. Let's do a little movie review on the pod.
They're wearing corsets. They're wearing ruffles. They have layers.
Layers upon layers. Petticoats, which you would think would be a coat, outerwear. It's really underwear.
Suspenders.
Newsy boy caps. Okay. It's all green. You're in London. Love, 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 love. Normally I'm more of an 1813 kind of girl, but 1880 will do.
Anywhere in the 1800s, Zoe's happy with.
I love it. So the premise of the movie is there is a love match marriage. Ooh, uncommon for the time. And then he goes to war. He comes back. No use of the lower body.
Oh,
none.
Anything.
Chair bound. Hate to see it.
Can he use his penis?
No. He is a rich landowner. He's a lord. And he really wants an heir. He's okay. Like, it would be bad if I don't have an heir. Like, we have all this property, all this money. Like, we need
an
heir.
How can he have an heir if he can't use his penis?
He says to his lady, have a baby. I don't care with who. Find an appropriate suitor and we will claim that baby as our own. Which was kind of crazy.
Kind of BDE, low key.
So she
he's
then...
He's into the open relationship.
He's E&M. Wait, is that what it is? Ethically non-monogamous? And anyways, she starts hooking up with the stable boy.
Ugh, it's always the stable boy or the pool boy or the garden boy.
Working class, blue collar.
Ugh.
On this podcast, we stand blue collar men.
Honestly, that's who I'm dating next. I'm over these SF tech boys.
Fuck a tech boy. Get me a blue collar man who actually knows how to fix shit.
And who's good with their hands.
I'm sick of these divas.
And who will worship you. Actually, my cousin swears by that. That's like her MO. So maybe there's something there to be learned.
No, the next guy I date is a contractor.
Okay.
Because I already know what kind of house I want. Build it for me.
Boom. Done. Oof. Okay. So back to the stable boy.
The mouth on this man, not only was he a munch, he also just knew how to talk her through it.
Okay.
She was like, I don't want to be a lady with you. He said, would you like me to be a bit more, what did I say?
Callous?
Would you like me to be a bit more callous with you, m'lady? I was like, oh. Then he grabbed the back of that bun, hoisted her head backwards.
Hot.
Made out with her neck. Told her to get down. Then he climbs on top of her.
Okay, so the stable boy has moves.
Also, what was crazy is, like, there was full frontal in this movie. Bush.
Oh. Well, yeah. Back then.
Like, I think of, like, do you think that was, like, real bush? Or do you think it was, like, a bush wig? Hollywood? was it a wig of a bush?
That's a good question. I feel like it would be a bush, but it's Hollywood. It could also be a wig.
Did you hear that the bush is back?
I did hear that. Are you rocking bush?
No, I'm not rocking bush. Are you rocking bush?
No, not yet. Like, sometimes I'll let it fully grow out a little bit, but then usually I'll give it a little if I'm going to have a little smexy night.
In theory, I'm 100% behind bringing the bush back.
Yes.
With what it represents, the overall vibe, free spirit, 1970s, fuck you, I'm growing out my bush.
Yeah.
It's just not for me personally.
I don't know if it's for me either. I just like it a little bit more clean. Maybe if it was like a landing strip bush, just a little bit of a triangle, nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
But that would require maintenance and getting specific in there.
No, I want full fade.
Yeah.
I want a barber's fade off.
Literally, someone get in there and go, damn.
Yeah, anyways, so if anyone needs a good romance period piece with lots of yearning and actually some of the sexiest fucking making out, like, I don't know what those actors were on, but the makeout scenes were god tier.
Can we talk about the art of the makeout?
Yes, this is my favorite thing to talk about.
It's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, me too.
I love making out.
Yeah.
Some people don't like it. I'm really into it. I think it is a huge part of the foreplay. You have to have the right amount of tongue to lip to bite to spit ratio.
Yep.
But a good makeout will turn me on so fucking hard.
And don't forget the hands.
So, yes.
Like, don't have your hands right by the your sides all tied up.
You pull on the shirt a little bit. You pull on the hair a little bit. You're, like, moving all over. It's an art form.
It is an art form. And no one's there to teach you. It's when you're younger, it really is the blind leading the blind.
Yeah.
But just watch some good movies and, like, look at the chemistry. You know when it's good, you know when it's bad.
Yes. And sometimes you make out with someone, you're like, okay, we have electric chemistry. It's on. And then some people you make out with and you're like, our styles are not matching up. Or also, like, you're just not a good kisser.
I think the worst is when the styles don't match up. Because it's just, I can't appreciate your art form.
Yeah.
I think it's for someone.
But not me.
But not me. And then do you think I'm bad?
Yeah,
that sucks.
I'm not bad, though.
No, I don't think I'm bad either.
I've been told. Also, sometimes the makeout is even better than sex.
Oh, yeah. Because that's the yearning, Taylor. It's all the mental tension.
It's the build. Like, when you're on top of someone on the couch, heavily making out, and then he, like, flips you around, and then he's on top of you, and you just go back and forth, all of a sudden you're on the kitchen counter, and then you're up against the wall. That part is so fun.
I'd like to say the cousin of a good makeout is a good dry hump. And yes. We are not doing that enough. Everyone's skipping dry humping. Like, why? Like, no. Bring back dry humping.
Dry hump and make out at the same time. Ah! Listen, the guy's sitting on the couch. You're straddling on top of him. You're dry humping him as your tongue is deep down his throat. Sexy. Your hands in his hair. He's pulling on your shirt. Like, that is fun.
And then that's it. And then you say, I'm going home.
And you're like, okay, bye.
Like, don't you think that's going to mess with a guy's head more than actually fucking him? Like, he's going to be thinking about that makeout dry hump way longer than...
But the thing is, for me, sometimes I get so horny that I'm like, okay, we need to fuck.
I think that's going to be my new MO. Like, I think I'm celibate, as we know, from past events. But I think my new thing is a makeout dry hump, and then I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Don't forget about me. Try not to miss me so much. You're obsessed.
That's what I tried to do with the last guy.
It's difficult.
You know how that story went. So.
Yeah. I'm familiar.
Yes. Classic. Yeah. Love a good makeout. Makeouts are in. Make out with your friends. Make out with your situationships.
Yeah. Make out with everyone.
Literally. Who cares?
And dry hump.
Also, making out is not serious, I feel like.
No, it's like friendly.
I literally have kissed multiple boys in one night and they happen to be best friends.
Yeah. Or brothers.
Or brothers. I'm just kidding. I also did that, but not same night. No, but I feel like, I don't know, it's not that serious. It's like, who cares? You're out and about, you got a little dirty martini in you, and you're making out with a sexy Frenchman at a club. Yep. Sue me. Sue me.
Listen, she's just a girl. The opportunity presented itself in front of her. She is nothing if not an entrepreneur, all right? When there's opportunities in front of her, she's going to go and take them.
We are seizing the moment, seizing the opportunity. We are risk takers.
Calculated risk is being taken for high return on investment.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Yeah, I feel like I'm really into yearning. I'm really into yearn maxing. That's the you've heard of
maxing.
You've heard of looks maxing. I'm into yearn maxing. So
tell the listeners what that is.
No, this is gonna get me fucking horny.
Oh,
literally, watch out, because okay. We're sharing a bed.
I just
later.
Felt an energy shift.
No, the air just got thick.
Okay, tell me. I'm
okay,
ready.
For me, it's like it's the should you, shouldn't you. It's that tension of, is this about to happen or is it not?
Yes.
When your hand grazes and you're like, fuck, I just want to hold your hand so goddamn bad. Or it's like you're hugging and then your nose and lips are almost against their neck. And it's like, you just want to take a big inhale.
Yeah.
It's the yearn. It's the wanting. It's the needing. But you haven't quite had, it's the edging.
It's the edging.
It's the mental
you
edging.
You haven't gotten it yet, but it's so close and you guys can both feel the tension and it's just like, okay, who's gonna crack first? Like, when is this gonna happen?
No, I live, breathe, die for that.
Okay.
You're in maxing, so turn it all the way up. And level again, 10. That goes back to the slow burn because you're really building it. You're really, really building it. You yes. kind of have like that mental connection with someone already. And then it's like, oh, wait, there was just a shift. Are we about to...
It's hard to embrace that in nowadays because everyone's on social media. You have an attention span of 8 seconds. You have immediate gratification at your fingertips. People are vaping and drinking and smoking and watching porn and doing all these things. And you can get turned on and off so quickly that the art of the yearn is lost. And it's sad.
I'm bringing back multiple things this year.
Okay.
I'm bringing back a side bang, I've decided.
You're rocking it right now.
Thank you. I'm bringing back yearn maxing.
Okay.
I think I've decided right now in this second, I'm not sleeping with someone on first dates.
Yeah.
I'm building the tension of a yearn.
Okay.
That's what I've decided. And I don't care if other people do. Like, literally get yours. Get your rocks.
Totally.
Sister. And I'm not judging. I've done that.
Same.
And I'll do it again.
And I'd do it again.
But right now, I'm very much in my romance era.
Okay.
And I want to build the fantasy in my brain.
Duh.
So.
Okay. This just reminded me of what we talked about earlier. Can we dive into hysteria?
Yeah.
Speaking of period pieces, you guys.
It's a history episode.
Last episode was I only kill and tell. This episode is I only read and tell.
I only do historical fiction and tell.
Yeah. So we were watching the period piece and this woman was hysterically crying. And Zoe's like, do you remember hysteria way back when? And I was like, dysteria? Because that's what I currently have, LOL. But no, hysteria is basically when a woman just uncontrollably is crying.
Or freaking out. Just or freaking in out.
And you know what they would do? Do you know what they would do? Because I was shocked, Zoe.
Well, should I give any more context into hysteria or no?
Yeah, if you want.
So way back when, hysteria was really taking place. Did I say wisteria?
I don't know.
The flower? Dysteria, wisteria? Okay.
There's so many hysterias.
Hysteria took place like early 1800s to early 1900s.
Okay.
This was a condition of women who were having some sort of quote unquote mental disorder, crying, depression, freakouts, anxiety.
You know, and everyday things, hormones, wild, a concept.
Hi. And so way back when, what would happen is they would actually send these women to insane asylums. I'm sorry, what?
Okay. Insane.
Some of the other symptoms would be shortness of breath, fainting, nervousness, sexual desire, insomnia, fluid retention. I'm like, hi, that's me on a normal Tuesday. Send me to the loony bin.
Literally 5150 me.
So doctors then became involved. And what did that look like? That looked like a woman having a physician either come to her house or her going to a physician. Physician. What's the word?
Physician.
Okay. That would involve either a doctor going to her house or her going to a doctor. He would perform what is called a pelvic massage. Masseuse.
We're all for pelvic massage.
He's getting in there, two fingers, middle and ring. He's going a come hither motion. He is up in there.
And you guys, there's even stories and records of them using a vibrator on them.
Yes, clitoral stimulation. What would happen? Women would have a release, an orgasmic release. They'd be happy, they'd be calm, they'd be clear-headed, they'd have that post-nut clarity. They'd go home and be happy. And then these doctors would have to have these reoccurring appointments with these women.
To be that doctor. That would be insane.
No, literally.
I'm over here.
You're finger blasting for a job.
No, literally. I'm over here curing myself of hysteria damn near every other day.
No, it's important for our mental so we don't go to the loony bin.
Yeah. It's important for everyone.
De-shame.
De-shame orgasming.
So, listen, next time you need to de-stress and you're like, let me just...
A little DJ moment. Do it. Why go manual when you can go automatic?
In today's day and age. And just know you are doing what a doctor used to do. Mm-hmm. You're a doctor of your own body. You're your biggest advocate.
Okay.
Do you think women have post-nut clarity in the same way as men?
No.
Finite answer.
Yeah. Just no. I mean, I'm sure to some capacity there's similarities, but I don't think so.
Well, it's because of the chemicals that we release hormonally. Because women fall in love with oxytocin, mm-hmm. which is the touch hormone.
Maybe.
And that's released when you're being physically intimate with someone. So that's why women often feel a lot more attached to someone after having sex. But men don't release oxytocin in the same levels. And men don't fall in love through oxytocin. They fall in love through vasopressin, which is the stress hormone. So the more you stress your man out and the more he has to problem solve and the more he has to chase, the more in his brain he's releasing vasopressin, which goes back to the whole conqueror, like, dude, provider. This is
literally why men love bitches. Read the book. It's crazy.
They love to chase because that is how their brains were wired way back when. Not like tech bros now who just sit at their computer being divas.
Divas, literally.
Like, there can only be one diva here.
And it's me.
And it needs to be me. And I'm not that big of a diva.
No.
Go build some shit.
Please, back to the blue collar.
Back to blue collar. And if he's blue collar and his vote is blue, take your pants off.
First date or not.
Literally, like, build some shit and tell me you're well educated.
Honestly, I'd love for a man to build me a house.
He could get it every day.
My dad built a house, not for my mom, but for his family.
Skills.
Where are people doing that these days?
Skills. Well, this reminds me of my hot take. You know I love a fishing photo.
You do.
A dating profile. I actually think it's a green ass
Which is flag. So funny because it's everyone else's red flag, but you're all about it, which I love for you.
Yeah. Well, it tells me multiple things about them.
Okay.
They have hobbies.
Important.
They have access to a boat.
What if it's a fishing boat?
Doesn't matter. Or a boat's canoe. A boat. It's a canoe? Great. I'll also get in a canoe. Maybe they had, you could say, a better relationship with their father. Like, their father used to take them out fishing, okay. Potentially. And when the world inevitably goes to shit, they can get out there on that little pontoon, that little canoe, and go catch you dinner.
Okay. So suddenly, it's actually a qualifying factor.
Wait, why do people not like it?
Honestly, I don't know. I'm just not into it. If a guy wants to go on a fishing trip every once in a while, Love that for you. But for some reason, when they are holding a giant fish, it's like the same as hunting in a way. And they make it usually their whole personality.
I don't like trophy hunting, though. Like, yeah. I mean, if you're going to go hunt a deer, that seems weirder to me than a fish.
Fair.
But if you eat the whole animal, then I'm like, okay. Like, you wasted nothing.
Would you feel the same way if someone was holding a deer or birds or...
Birds and fish feel similar to me, but, like, eating a bird feels weirder than eating fish to me. Like, a rogue bird. Like I'm not going to go eat a pigeon.
She's a pescatarian.
But, like, a rabbit, like, a guy, like, fishing with a... Or
fishing with a rabbit?
A guy hunting a rabbit. I don't want to eat the rabbit.
Okay.
But I'll eat the bass. I'll eat the trout. I'll eat the salmon.
So, again, she's a pescatarian.
Yeah.
Fair. Okay.
What is another thing on a dating app that you see that could be a hot take that you're low-key into?
That I'm into?
Yeah.
I feel like guys' dating apps are a little rough sometimes. I would love to go in and help a man curate their dating profile.
Yeah.
They have to have some good photos in their photo album, but yet they choose either ones with all friends, weird gym selfies, or like ones where you can't even tell who's who.
I would almost say that this is another green flag.
What?
The bad profiles.
Yes and no. Like, it doesn't need to be tasteful like an Instagram page, because that's a little bit too far.
Yeah.
But if it's a bad profile where I'm like, the first photo is a group photo, I don't know who you are.
No, that's bad. That's bad.
Second photo is you flexing at the gym.
No. And it's a Planet Fitness.
Immediately no.
At least make it an Equinox.
Third photo is some weird ass selfie that I don't even know. There's just... interesting ones.
I will say, though, sometimes when a guy's profile is way too curated or too good, or his fashion's too good, I'm like, you were dumped yesterday.
Yes.
Your super hot girlfriend took all these photos for you, you piece of shit. She bought you those jeans that are super slay.
I like a good artsy pic. Maybe if it's like a film camera or like a digital camera. Like, oh, he's got style. He's got some interest.
Yeah, hot.
Or maybe a funny video that shows their personality. Like, oh, it's a silly boy. Playful banter, you know,
that fun stuff. like the voice memo feature.
For some reason, I don't like the voice memos. I don't know. I feel like I've just listened to too many bad ones.
She's scarred. What's a good intro on a dating app for you?
Like something that I'll message first?
No, that you'll respond to.
Oh. That's a good question. If they make a joke about one of my prompts or have a really good answer to one of them, I'll respond. Maybe if they're cute and I like their vibe. Sometimes a nice compliment will go a long way. One guy was like, your outfit is 10 out of 10. Excellent. No notes. Okay. Easy.
You can appreciate the vision. You get the vision. You get the vision. Fine art.
Yes. What about you?
Sometimes I like when they're like a little mean.
Okay.
Not like super mean, like you ugly bitch. I'd be like, okay.
Okay. He's always like, yeah, that one.
But like, I kind of like it sometimes. When it's like, let's skip the infatuation phase and go to argue. Or you know, something stupid. I like, okay. Don't mind a play fight.
Yeah.
Is what I'm trying to get.
Yes. At. Not bad at that either. Okay. What about hooking up with coworkers? What are your thoughts on that?
I couldn't be caught dead doing that.
Me either. It's too close to home.
It's a sibling relationship.
Now, once they're not coworkers.
Ex-coworkers.
Game on.
You know who you are.
No, I've actually never hooked up with a coworker. I have made out with one or two. But we weren't on the same team. Different divisions. It's fine.
Different territories.
No, at my last company, everyone was fucking everyone. There'd be people that have fucked every single person on their team.
That's crazy.
It was a little bit incestual.
Well, you also used to work at the actual Wolf of Wall Street office.
I know. So, it was written in the stars. They're pumping alcohol and nicotine in our veins. Of course, people are riled up and fucking everyone.
No, like, every hour on the hour, the air conditioning would come on with just, like, some cool menthol coming through. Straight
Zins
nicotine.
Zins are raining down from the ceiling. Great white sharks are up above. People are smacking gongs. We have oyster bars and dirty martini bars. It was crazy, but it was fun.
How many people do you think needed to go to rehab after that culture?
At least 10%.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Zam.
So anyways, let's talk about dating apps some more. I think that's like kind of fun.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't really love dating apps. I have been on about 6 dating app dates in my entire life.
Yeah.
So I'm like not really on them. I wish I had more of an opinion on it, but I don't. But people have success stories out there.
Yes, they do.
So
I feel like the biggest thing with the dating apps for me is just like it's not the best story. And I know that's like kind of stupid, but it's also kind of not. I just imagine myself meeting someone really in the wild that I want to pursue actively.
Same.
But sometimes you just want to go on a goddamn date.
For sure.
Sometimes you're ovulating and you're just like, I look amazing. My skin is clear. A dirty martini sounds incredible. And this guy's low-key hot and he's messaging me. Why wouldn't I go?
Of course.
But background check, people. And my new favorite website, Facebook.com, specifically, are we dating the same guy?
Yes, fact check, double check, because this guy, you guys, was again, tune into the last episode if you missed it, but the guy that Zoe was just seeing was blasted again in the Facebook chat today.
He's been blasted so many times, like it's so embarrassing.
Can you do control F his name and literally search how many times?
At least maybe 15, like I'm not joking.
That's crazy.
I'm not embarrassed. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay, but how embarrassing for him. Like, you're a freak.
It's crazy.
So just do your due diligence because that guy was objectively hot.
Yeah.
And he had really good banter. And I did a background check on him. But the are we dating the same guy that really could have provided a lot of clarity.
Yes. Yes. It could have skipped a lot of those steps. But yeah, honestly, a lot of my good friends have met their partners, fiancés and husbands on dating apps. So I'm all for it. For some reason, I also just feel like I'm going to meet my person in the wild. I could be wrong. The guy that I'm kind of seeing right now, I met on Hinge, actually. And he's the first person from a dating app that I've gone past a second date with.
Oh, wow. I will say my best, favorite, number one situationship, I met him on a dating app as well. And so, he's a dream.
Yeah. Great guy.
Great guy. Actually, top tier.
Top tier.
Communication. Makes me food. Doesn't fucking make me look like Boohoo the Clown.
Makes you come.
Cares if I live or die.
Incredible.
Will drive and go pick up things from Facebook Marketplace for me. Dream.
Dream, actually.
But we both know, listen, we ain't ever gonna date. And that's okay.
Sometimes you know.
It makes it so much clearer. Actually, this is something I feel very passionate about. For the boys listening.
Tune in.
And I know I'm preaching to the choir to the girls.
Volume up.
Put that. Turn it all the way up. No, but, you know, my favorite situationship, I'll call him.
Yeah.
He very much led the nature of that relationship and he was so clear with his intentions with me from day one, and it was so refreshing. And he always made an effort, like, every, you know, so often to just do another check-in to make sure we were on the same page.
Incredible communication.
Incredible communication. And it wasn't like, no, I would never date you. It wasn't like, you're a piece of shit bitch who's ugly and I'm embarrassed of. He never made me feel like that. It was just like, listen, you're great, but are we actually compatible long term?
No.
Probably not. Let's not confuse it.
But we're sexually compatible right now and we have a lot of fun together and I think you're great. So let's keep this casual and just be on the same page.
And I literally thought that was the coolest, sexiest thing. And I loved it. I loved it. People need to be doing that.
He did something. Honestly, I think if you're upfront with your intentions in the beginning, it can set the stage. And obviously, you might not know everything at the very beginning because feelings can develop and maybe you feel a different way than you did in the beginning, whatever. But if you have intentions for something to be casual, don't be whispering sweet nothings and doing all these things to make the other person feel like there's something more there when you actually have no intention for it to go any further than what it is.
That is so evil when people do that.
Yeah.
It's just fucked up. Either you're really lonely and you're just using this person to fill a void, which get a grip.
Yeah.
Or you have no idea what you want yourself, also get a grip. Or you know what you want and you're doing this anyways to confuse them.
Get a grip. Yeah.
Just be clear. Just say, hey, you can sleep over, but we're not cuddling tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Clear.
Boom.
I don't need you going home at 2 a.m. You can stay here.
But
like, we don't need to be spooning all night.
We don't need to be pretzeled and making out until 3 a.m.
We don't need our foreheads pressed together with eye contact.
Yeah. Easy. How simple?
Simple routines that no one's doing. So this year, everyone start communicating to your situationship that you'll never actually date them, but you think they're a good person and that they're hot.
It's the simple things. Okay, guys, we're going to finish off this episode by reading a story from you. So, Zoe, take it away.
I dated a guy for 3 months who I met on an airplane. We know that the sexual tension in the air is crazy.
This story hits home. Girl or guy, I feel you and I love this.
We sat next to each other and started chatting because he was straight up reading a book in Latin.
Mm.
Oh, that's mystique. That's interest.
That's smexy.
That's yearning.
Okay.
Spoke the whole 11 hours, SF to London. And then when we landed, I pretended to be silly and scared of turbulence. And we held hands. Okay, that's actually a fucking move.
That is a move.
He didn't ask for my number or get my contact, and I was sad. But then I got this weird Facebook message pop up from a random account called Joe something something. A joke we made on the plane with a penguin photo. Another joke. And it was him. He didn't have socials, but he made one to find me. Okay, I'm actually in love with this man.
Okay.
And had seen my full name when I was filling out the landing card. I went to Edinburgh to visit him a few weeks later, and it was electric and magical. We dated for a while and would write handwritten letters to each other. I still have them. And then he freaked out and started getting with some Scottish girl up there, and the rest is history. I still think about him. 2 years ago, we exchanged some poetic emails, which was 10 years after we ended things, and have decided to chat once every decade. Kind of a fun ending.
Whoa.
So this is the situationship final boss.
Literally. First off, I love an airplane romance.
I've had an airplane romance.
I've had several airplane romances, and they're so fun and sexy.
Well, you know what it is.
It's just the sexual tension at a fucking airport. The two youngest, hottest people there, you're like, are we gonna fuck?
Are we gonna fuck? Are we gonna die? Are we gonna die in this plane? Let's make the last few moments magical.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. That's crazy. So they check in once every decade. Huh.
That's actually crazy. Okay, I'm sorry. The yearn.
The yearn was there.
Back to yearning. He didn't have social media and he made a social media to contact her.
I'm kind of sad that he didn't ask for her number just because you're talking all 11 hours. Clearly the chemistry's there. Ask for the number, bro. Were you nervous? What happened? Where'd you go?
He was building tension though because she got off that plane like, damn.
What if he never found her? What if he couldn't find her on Facebook?
It was a risk he was willing to take for an inside joke.
It is giving stalker a little bit, but hey.
But hey, stalk. Stalk away. Justin Bieber married his stalker. So
crazy.
Don't let a little stalking stop you from finding your husband or wife.
Okay, well, the last long airplane flight that I went on, I actually sat next to this tall, sexy man from Chicago. And he's actually Colombian, covered in tattoos. He was like 6'3". We chat the entire 10-hour flight as well. And then I go to airdrop him a photo that I took on the plane because he asked me to send it to him. And it sent him my contact. And he was like, oh, perfect. I don't have to ask for your number. And I was like, oh, okay, lovely. And then he texted me as soon as we got off the plane. He was like, hey, I'd love to see you tonight. Can I take you out on a date? I'm on this trip with my father. So I'm like, Dad, I'm sending you home in an Uber. I'm going out. He was like, Taylor, we literally just landed in Santiago. What do you mean you're going out?
How do you know anyone here?
I was like, don't worry about it. Call my dad an Uber. Go meet up with this man. We make out all around the streets. Have some drinks and then never saw him again.
But
incredible.
It just adds a little flair to the vacation.
It does. He's like, hey, if you're ever in Chicago, let me know. I'm like, if you're ever in San Francisco, let me know.
You'll be getting a text.
Honestly here for a little fling or romance that you never see again.
No, keep it locked away in a box.
Yeah.
It was perfect for that moment.
A vacation fling is honestly what I live for.
No, like literally, we are going to Europe. I'm not entertaining any fuckers before then.
No.
I can't.
If I'm not having 6 love affairs when we're in Europe,
If I'm not having a love affair on the flight there and then the train.
And then the yacht. And then the chateau.
With a pool boy that's doing our chateau. Like, what are we doing?
With the stable boy? Goddamn.
No, if the Taylor, if there's a stable boy, I don't care if he's 75. He's mine.
Grandpapa.
Give me that old man.
Okay, guys. Well, we'll keep you updated with our European sexcapades. But thanks for joining us today.
Peace. Blessings. Like, rate, subscribe. You know the drill. Tell a friend. Bye.
Bye.